Stories Podcast. God, is it Saturday again? You know, Radar Masukami thinks I'm sounding tired. Not enough sleep, not taking my vitamins, too many things, the islands, the podcast, the blogs, the radio show. Well, I'm going to show that son of a bitch who's the king. God, I got to take these pills. Alright. Showtime. Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you're going to hear a 100 Word Story all by its lonesome, but it's Saturday, and that's the day we have the weekly challenge. I post the topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, Ellison chose the topic for this week, and it was underwear. Are you ready? Well, let's find out who won this past week, and that's how we'll find out who goes first. Let's see. Wow, there were a lot of votes this past week. People are actually listening, or are they just voting? I don't know. The winner is Tom of Footnote. You can find him at footnote.libsyn.com. Congratulations, Tom. And here's your story.
Hello, night people. This is Tom from the Footnote. I'm continuing with my story about the podcaster. Think of it as sort of Dante meets the Marx Brothers. The title of the story is Bananas. The podcaster returned to the sticks. Burroughs back was to the podcaster. He was humming, going to dance my way to heaven with a new step every day. Bill, whispered the podcaster. Burroughs spun around. He was wearing a pair of underpants on his head. Still got the apple, kid? Croaked Burroughs. No, I got this banana, and I'm not afraid to use it, sneered the podcaster, pointing his herbal weapon at the literary outlaw. Blam! Went the banana. Burroughs fell over, deader. He vanished off to dem pearly gates. The podcaster aptly peeled the banana and had a bite of his naked lunch.
Thank you, Tom. The text for each story is in the show notes. Where's the location, location, location? They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever they sent in for me to link. Do I have any rookies this week? No. Okay, I guess it's time for the veterans then. These are the people that just keep coming back for more and more and more. And we love them. Who's the first? Oh my God, Chris Daly of Riding with the Window Down? He came up with a story this week? I shouldn't laugh. Well, let's check out let's see what he's done. Let's see what he's come up with. Let's see what Lou, Chris, and Nardo have put their heads together, their furry little heads together, and let's listen.
Johnny walked uncomfortably to the front of the classroom, sort of twisting his midsection with each step. His teacher had called him to read his report to the class. Of all the kids in all the classrooms, why did it have to be him? Why did it have to be now? Johnny's heart pounded. The pain was unbearable. His palms broke into a sweat as heavy as the torrent running down his brow. The teacher shushed his classmates as they tittered at his discomfort. It turns out, sneaking an iPod into class in his underpants was a pretty bad idea. This is Chris Daly from writingwiththewindowdown.com.
Yeah! Thank you, Chris. As you heard, you can check him out at writingwiththewindowdown.com. Sneaking an iPod in your underpants? You know, I just got an iPod this week. It's a 160 gig. Hold on a second here. Hold, wait. Oh, great. Now I'm going to have to wash it. While I go off and wash my iPod, I'd like you to listen to the next story. And this one's by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. He does the musical intro for the beginning, the end, and my daily podcast. He's done a few more. And he does the music for other podcasts. Ring him up. See if you like it. But until then, until you pick up the radio phone, here's Guy.
Hi there, and welcome to another 100 word story by me, Guy from www.guydavid.com. And this week's topic is tofu pants. What? Wait, no. That's like, when? That long? So, like, what is this week's topic? Okay, underpants. I think I could fit it in. Let me just rewrite this little passage over here. Okay, and now for today's story.
We used to make audible clothing. I don't know what went wrong. We had strawberry t-shirts, pineapple shoes, and chocolate hats. They went off in the millions. No, in the billions. Everyone wanted some. A real shopping rush. Then we came out with something brilliant. A line of tofu pants. Everyone wanted them. At least, so they keep telling me at marketing. I think it's the tofu underpants. That's what killed it. You see, in Israel, underpants are considered legitimate pants. Imagine that. A big, fat, hairy guy going around with nothing but tofu underpants. In the boiling sun.
Oh, gross. Thank you, Guy David, for that lovely image. Although with my wife out of town, maybe I'll cook some tofu underpants. No, I'm not going to cook any tofu after that. Blech. You can find more from Guy David at GuyDavid.com. Next up is somebody we haven't heard from for a while. It's like the homecoming. Houston Keys from Tater Tots for the Masses. You know, if you wore tater tot underpants... never mind. You can find him at tatertotforthemasses.blogspot.com. All the links are up on the show notes. But I know, you people never read those. You don't want to have to read or click. You just want to listen. Well, listen to this.
Johnny was uncomfortable as his recent changed thongs had some less than desirable effects.
This dang butt floss is gonna be the death of me, he intoned.
But fortunately, Johnny had a level head. He wasn't about to panic. He would drive the ladies wild with the smooth view of his gluteus through his Wranglers. Spying his first conquest, Johnny bellied up to the bar, literally.
Hey there, little lady. How about you and me make some beautiful music together?
With a wry wry smile, she looked him up, then down, then up again.
Did you bring your banjo?
And this is why I'm glad that Morgan Freeman didn't do a story this week. You people are sick. Thank you, Houston Keys. You can find more from Houston Keys at tatertotsforthemasses.blogspot.com. Next up is the man who's responsible for this topic. So send all mail to him, Ellison1 at AOL.com. Yeah, send all your love to him. Or just go to the show notes, click on the comments. I'm sure he's going to read those. So let's hear what Ellison has. Oh, no. Oh, God. Why did I have to let this topic get through? Oh, my God, you're still listening. Here's Ellison's story.
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to Weekly Challenge number 78 at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The theme of this week's challenge is underpants, and I'll have to admit that I'm partly responsible. It's a theme suggested by my very own missus. There's nothing makes me want to dance like a brand new pair of underpants. The blue-haired ladies look askance when I show off my underpants. They're free of bees and flies and ants. They're insect-free, my underpants. I'm hypnotized. I'm in a trance. Those mesmerizing underpants. Averse to risk? Why take a chance? I wear my safety underpants. Their silken fabric draws one's glance. Gaze, gaze upon my underpants. Like armored knight with battle lance, I'm protected in my underpants. I dine on animals and plants, take meals in my underpants. Residing in my lordly manse, I wear my lordly underpants. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
You know, have you ever heard Adam Curry bang his head against the table on a podcast? I don't think so. Podcast media expolites. You've heard a man crack. Thank you, Ellison. You can check out more from Ellison at ellison1.blogspot.com. The link is in the show notes. You know where they are by now. Next up is Paul. Now, Paul doesn't really have a site, but he's going to be doing National Novel Writing Month. I did that once. My novel sucked. But Paul's is going to be good. So Paul's going to tell us where his novel is, and we're all going to read it and have a great time. We're actually just going to look at the numbers as they build up, I guess. So here's Paul, his story about underpants. Maybe his 100-word story is going to be the first 100 words of his 50,000-word novel. Let's find out.
Hello, this is Paul. This is my 100-word story for the 100-word stories weekly challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com.
I hated school. The jocks, the pops all kicked me around. Yeah, I made grades. I'd have a job while they'd be mechanics and cashiers. Worthless if my future couldn't get me a date. Then the bionic nuclear genetic engineered automated techno spider bit me.
I could toss cores, stop crooks with a finger, leap over buildings, but strike fear into crime? No good. Hooked up with mega bust girls and Mondo chin guys. Nope. No traction. Still no fame. No glory. No respect. They told me what to do. I kept refusing. Then one day, I put on my suit. Then last, the underpants.
Okay. You know, that's how Madonna got her start. Thank you, Paul. Check him out when he has his novel up at National Novel Writing Month. Because it takes a whole month to write a novel. If you're Stephen King, I mean, that's like, you know, you write three novels in a month. Next up, we haven't heard from her for a while, but it's Liana. She's back. And here she is. Well, I'd better say where she's at. She's at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. Give her some encouragement. Say, hey, Liana, we miss you when you take a break and you get all lazy and you watch TV and do nothing. No, we want to hear you. We want to hear your stories. We want to know how the birds are doing. We want to know how you are doing. And then the treat, as we lick through your day, your week, your life, we get to the Chewy Center. Here's Liana's story.
For this week, I have the following letter and no title. Dear Weekly Challenge participants, my friends, I apologize for not contributing to last week's challenge. Though an idea came to me, I lost track of time or lost track of my mind and didn't finish before the deadline. This week's challenge should be easy, but my imagination has been stuck on dull. I was working on a story at work, but forgot to take it home on Friday. For new inspiration, I took a jog around the neighborhood in my underpants. I've since been arrested, and no one will take my call. Please send money. Spring me out. Sincerely, Liana.
While you're in jail, can you send a message to Andy Dufresne? Watch out. Thank you, Liana. You can check out more from Liana at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. Next up, she's back. She actually had the time to do one this week. Liana's not the only girly girl in this one. No. We've also got Exa Stellacroix. Oh, yes. We've missed you. You can find her at podmafia.com. But right now, I will unwrap this story deliciously. Here we go.
Hi, this is Exa Stellacroix with the podmafia.com podcast. And this is my story. Oh my God, you can't be serious. You want me to say this word out loud for everyone to hear? Don't you realize how embarrassed I will be if you make me do this? I mean, I can say lots of things, but to say this word is like recounting something out of one of my worst nightmares. I would much rather say bloomers, or knickers, pantaloons, or even panties. I could even manage to say boxers or briefs. I simply won't say it. You will just have to get some other poor sap to say underpants. Oh my God, I said it. Now I'm mortified.
She said the word. She said the word. Ha ha ha. Okay, now what? That was Exa Stellacroix. Thank you, Exa. Don't ever leave us. But if she does, you can still find her carousing around podmafia.com. But we're better people to hang out with than Gomem and Stuart. Come on, really. I mean, Tom, he's an excellent dancer. And wait, Caleb's not here this week. Caleb's not here this week. Oh no, and Chris, and where'd they all go? Maybe they're all tired from hearing about everyone talking about Podcast Media Expo.
Oh, and then I saw this person, and I saw that person. Oh, I saw this person, and they were all so wonderful. And oh, Adam Curry, CC Chapman, and all them.
Yeah, yeah, fanboys.
Oh, and then P.W. Fenton, oh, he told the story, and oh, and oh, I barely was there, and oh, the giant pickle.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, that just leaves one regular, the most irregular of all the regulars, Planet Z. Folks, I want to warn you, hide your children, hide your adults, hide your grandparents, hide all the dead people in the cemetery, because this one's disgusting. I warned you.
Ann Coulter wants to make me perfect. Right-wing temptress, you're not going to win this one. She tries and tries, but I resist. So, last night, she shows up on my doorstep, wearing nothing but a crucifix and that big crocodile-wide smile of hers. The things I can do with this, you wouldn't believe, she says. And she wheels through the photos on her iPod, each image sicker than the last. She stops. It's Al Franken with his underwear on his head, totally blissed out. Then I realize he's still Jewish. If he can resist, so can I.
Little politics there for you folks.
Let's wind it up! Yeah!
And there you have it! A whole bunch of stories about underwear! Thanks to everyone who participated this weekend! Good luck in the voting! The voting that takes place on the website podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners will get prizes, and then they go first and all that. Alright kids, you can also send in 27 box tops to get the podcast's RSS feed. One click subscribe into iTunes, podcast ready, that sort of thing. The music for in closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Isn't that great? There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow, and the day after that, and the day after that, and the day after that, kids! And then you just sit there in the goofy crap gallery up there. But on Saturday, come on back and we'll have another one of these weekly challenges. I'll post the topic in a little bit. Thank you once again for listening. Good on you, Spaceship Roy helmets, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.
I knew I shouldn't have taken those drugs Radar sent me. Oh, God, my fucking brain.